a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Rabbi Zera was a big Talmid Chacham. He lived in Bavel, in Babylon. And Rabbi Zera had a very, very good life in Bavel. But something was missing. He missed Eretz Yisrael very, very much and wanted to go there and live there and learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan in the city of Tveria. But in the days that Rabbi Zera lived, you couldn't hop on a plane and fly to Israel. The trip was very, very difficult, and travelers had to protect themselves from lots of dangers along the way. One day, Rabbi Zera said, "That's it! I'm going! I am going to Eretz Yisrael!" He wasn't a young man, and he wasn't very strong physically. On his way, he came to a river, and the river did not have a bridge for him to cross. It was clear that there was a ferry that normally took people from one side of the river to the other side of the river, and that would help him along on his journey to Israel. But how would he cross? The ferry was nowhere in sight. It was a big river. Suddenly, Rabbi Zera spotted a very narrow plank of wood that lead across the whole entire river. Above it was a rope, and the rope was tied to posts on either side of the river. Who was that path for? It was made for people who were fishing and for workers who had no time to wait for the ferry. They were very talented. It was kind of like walking on a tightrope, but they had been doing it for years, and they were comfortable going back and forth on this very narrow plank, holding on to the rope. When Rabbi Zera saw the plank and the rope, he said, "Here's an opportunity. I do not want to miss out. I want to get to Eretz Yisrael." So he immediately put on a life jacket, grabbed the rope, and began walking across the wet, slippery plank. "Oh, here I go, 1 foot in front of the other. Okay, he said to himself. "Zera, you got this. Right foot, left foot. Hold on tight. Get this right. Ooh, I'm slipping a little bit. Ooh, hold on the rope. I got it. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I'm on my way to the Holy Land of Israel. Right foot, left foot, left foot, right. Do this, Zera. You can do it. Hold the rope with all your might." He was talking to himself and strengthening himself because he really wanted to get to the other side, to be closer to the Holy Land of Israel, closer to his final destination. And when he reached the other side of the river, he was wet and he was very, very tired. There was a person standing there who started to make fun of him. He laughed at him. "You couldn't wait for the ferry to cross with a little more comfort and safety? No, you had to cross right away, even though it was dangerous. Why did you do that? Why did you cross this way? Why didn't you just wait for the ferry?" Rabbi Zera was a patient person. He didn't lose his temper. He did not want to speak back with rudeness to this person. He smiled and said, "I'm on my way to Eretz Yisrael. It was the greatest desire of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKohen to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they were not allowed to enter. Who knows? Who knows if I'll ever reach Eretz Yisrael? I do not want to lose any time. I do not want to miss an opportunity. I don't want to miss any minutes that I could be there. So that's why I decided to walk along the planks with the ropes on my way to the Holy Land of Israel. Rabbi Zeira continued his journey and reached Eretz Yisrael safely, and he settled in the city of Tveria as he had wished to do, and learned in the great yeshiva of Rabbi Yochanan. He grabbed on to an opportunity that presented itself to him. In the beginning of Parashat Emor, we learn many rules that applied to the Kohanim. And it says in the Torah, Ushamartem et mitzvotai ani Hashem. Watch over the mitzvot and do them, Kohanim. I am Hashem. Why do the Kohanim have to watch over the mitzvot? Why doesn't the Torah just say, keep the mitzvot? The Torah is teaching us an important lesson. The Torah is teaching us that we have to learn about the mitzvot, do the mitzvot, but also we need to watch out for the mitzvot. Watch the mitzvot, ushmartem otam? Why does the Torah tell us to watch the mitzvot in addition to keeping the mitzvot? If you're keeping them, isn't that much more than watching them? The Chasam Sofer explains that the Torah is telling us that we have to do much more than perform mitzvot. We have to be on guard for them, look for opportunities to do them, so that when the opportunity is there, we jump on that opportunity and do the mitzvah. Rabbi Zeira saw an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he jumped at the opportunity, even though it was harder for him to do it that way. He didn't want to miss the chance to do a mitzvah. If we see our parents pulling up the driveway with groceries, ushamartem et hamitzvot, we have to jump on the opportunity to stop what we're doing and go outside and help carry in the groceries. If we walk into our class at school and we see that there's some garbage on the floor, or we're finishing up at lunch in school and we see garbage on the table, let's not miss the opportunity. Let's look for a child who might be alone at recess and is looking for somebody to play with. Let's make an effort not only to observe and keep and do the mitzvot, but to watch out for them so that we can take advantage of every opportunity to do a mitzvah. And I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut to our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat shalom.